you talked a lot about the issue that we're dealing with. You've gone through it in Australia as well. The one thing I'd like to start with is the three lies that we all tell ourselves. Tell me what's the focus there.
The first great lie we were told about the 1980s, I reckon, was you got to don't work harder, work smarter, which actually meant work harder. And then they said, look, do more with less, which actually meant work harder. And now they're saying to us to be resilient, which I suspect what people are thinking is you just got to suck it up, tough it out, and just work harder. And that's not what we're talking about at all.
Well, we kind of have a mindset in agriculture that work harder theme goes through everything we do, and we're kind of stubborn and sometimes listening.
Yeah, look, a lot of people around the communities around the world will say to me, oh, agricultural communities are really resilient. And I said, no, you're not. You're just stubborn. You're just going to hang in there to the very end and maybe walk away with very little. When in fact, what resilience is all about is when you're going through change, learning the lessons of change and to start to look ahead. I talk a lot about this concept about bouncing forward. You know, when you're going through change, bounce forward. I don't know about you, Don, but I know many people in my life who are still cranky about stuff happened 10 years ago. You know? And I say, look, leave it alone, mate. You've got to leave it alone. You just got to move on, you know. But of course, that's sometimes easier said than done.
Well, change happens to all of us, but certainly when you look at agriculture today with what's going on, commodity prices, trade situation, we deal with the challenges of weather, and we had a tough harvest in this region. It kind of can get you bogged down.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the other thing, too, the beautiful thing about farmers is it's a tough game, but by gee, they invest themselves in it, you know. I was talking to a young fella down in Austin as part of this trip, and I said, how's the season? He said, oh, really good. Great harvest, terrible prices. And he actually said to me, I put my heart and soul into that crop and I didn't get a reward. And that's what the farmers do, I think, Don. They emotionally invest themselves, so they define themselves as a farmer. You know, not as a small business person, not as a father, not as a mother, not as a partner. They define themselves as a farmer, and that's, I try and get them to think a bit broader, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about these people. That's what I love. You know, I got the best job in the world, and you know, I think you said that last night too. I get the best because they just invest so much of themselves into themselves, and it's a blessing, but it also can be a curse, you know.
So it's our identity as farmers. I mean, that's what we do. That's who we are. Sometimes it's tough to ask for help, especially when you're in that situation.
Yeah. Look, I always say, you know, I've got a couple of basic messages. One is you've got to learn to look after yourself, but another one is you've got to get over yourself, you know. And that's this ego thing. It frustrates me to forever when I'm sitting down with people and I say, why have you not come and seen me before? And they say, well, you know, Dennis. And I do know. It's because of, as I said last night, I think women are driven by fear-type questions. I mean, how's this going to affect my family? How's this going to affect my community? Where men are driven by shame. You know, men don't want to be shamed. Men, because they put themselves so much into this thing, and if they fail, whatever that means, they bear that very heavily, Don, you know. And we've got to get over that. We, as blokes, we've got to get over that thing. We've got to get over ourselves. And as I said last night, you know what, mate? 10% of the people at this conference right now are struggling with something, mate. So it's not, you're not special when you're struggling. I say to them, look, nothing special. And probably like you, we haven't heard nothing that you're going to tell us we haven't heard before, you know. So you may as well talk to us. But it's also reaching out to, you don't have to go and see people like me or counsellors. You can go and see your best mate. You can go and see your priest. You can go and see your pastor. There are so many people who are prepared to sit down and have a cup of coffee or preferably a beer and just talk through stuff, mate. And I think there are just so many people like that. We just need to get over ourselves and reach out.
When you talk about taking care of ourselves, a lot of it's just basics. Things like making sure we get sleep.
Yep. Look, I always talk about resilient people have very healthy habits. We worry about what we eat, we worry about what we drink, we worry about how we sleep. You know, sleep is fundamental, and I talk a lot to people about sleep. And everyone always pays attention. And I think that's one of the reasons our sector is so exposed to this stuff, because the very nature of what we do is against good quality sleep, especially in broadacre or cropping, and also certainly dairy, and hogs and all that type of stuff. So we've got to train people to sleep, mate. And that's why I think if we can tell each other stories and messages about how are you getting on, how are you bloody, how are you sleeping? What are you doing to sleep? I mean, there are some basics we have to do about sleeping, right? Sleeping is not easy.
I get up at 3 a.m. to go to the room to go to work. So yeah,
Go to bed. That's the big question.
About 9. So I'm not getting enough sleep.
Well, that's 6 hours though. That's not as long as it's good quality sleep. See, a lot of the people I work with, I'll say, "Oh, Dennis, as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm asleep." Right, and I say, "What are you like an hour later?" I'm awake because they're sleeping through exhaustion. And we've got to get trained to become restorative. It's what we call restorative sleep, you know?
So a lot of this is attitude. What kind of attitude do we have as we work through some of this process?
Well, I think we have to be... I talk about not being positive thinkers, you know? Not being positive thinkers. I get into a lot of trouble in Australia when people say to me, "You know what, it's got to rain someday." And I say, "Says who? Who says it's going to rain?" And quite frankly, you're going to run your business and risk the future of your family based on a hope of rain. Of course, so don't be positive. What I call be purposefully optimistic, right? Be optimistic. And what I talk to my people about is, look, focus on the process of farming. Focus on the process of life. Don't worry about what the outcome, because most of the outcome in the farming world is outside our control. We're relying on other forces, you know. We're relying on God. We're relying on bloody governments. We're relying on all these other folk. That's outside our control. What we have to do is focus on our process. What am I going to do today to achieve the best possible outcome for my objectives? That's where we need to keep the focus. So many people focus on stuff you can't control. You know, it's about focusing or identifying what you can control and focusing on that, you know. It frustrates me when people, they just sit back. And that's, I've got to say, has been a bit of a concern on this tour now, Don, which I can share with you, is that I think we know we're going to go through a tough time, but we're sitting back a little bit and thinking, oh, good. I wonder how tough it is. We've got to get into more problem-solving behaviour. We've got to get people starting to say, okay, what am I going to do if this happens? Scenario planning. What am I going to do if this happens? What am I going to do if this happens? And that's when... It might be we need to reach out to other people. We might need to reach out to our agronomists or our accountants or our financial advisors. Those types of things is what we have to do, I think.
So you've been in our part of the world for, what, 2-3 weeks? What kind of feedback have you had?
Well, first of all, I've been overwhelmed by the response to my message, right? And I'm very blessed for that. Like I say, I could almost think of myself 15 years ago in Australia, and that's not good or bad, it's just that we're at different parts of the journey. I think we're not really comfortable yet talking about this thing as depression, you know. And one of the mistakes we made in Australia, I think, is we looked purely at depression as a medical issue, and it's not. It is part of it, that's part of it, but it's a lifestyle issue too, you know. It's about how well you're looking after yourself. I have my HOPE model. H for habits, O for optimism, P for planning, and E for doing, you know, for execution, for engaging, sorry. And I think my fear is, Don, we've been a little bit reactive. We're waiting for stuff to happen. In my world, in my life, my advice to people is always be on your front foot. Always be looking up and looking out, you know. And sometimes when we're in the middle of bad times, we look down, you know. What we have to do, mate, is look out and look for opportunities, you know. So I've been overwhelmed by the responsiveness to the feedback, my message, but I'm blessed. I am concerned that we might be sitting a little bit back on our hands, you know. It's good that the Farm Bill got through yesterday. I think there was a palatable level of relief last night in that conference when that got through, and hopefully that'll go to the next stage. But, mate, I think it's about turning up. Don, you just got to turn up, mate. You just got to turn up and do the do. You know, do the process of farming. Remember that most of us in farming and agriculture actually love what we do. Yeah. That's a really important message. Regardless how dry it is, or how wet, or earthquakes, or prices, we actually enjoy what we do. And we actually, I believe, and I've seen this a lot over here, is that a lot of the people I've met over, they're very proud of what they do.
Yeah.
They actually see where, they actually see themselves doing good things. And mate, isn't that a blessing to be able to do that, you know? And I always say to people, remember that. There are a lot of people in this world who don't actually enjoy what they do, you know? That doesn't mean you kill yourself in the process of enjoying what you do, by the way. You take control of what you do, you know? So that's been my views. And I mean, if you look around now here, you can just feel the energy, can't you? You know, and that energy is a blessing from God, I think. So we just got to look after people. We've got to make sure they look after themselves. They've got to make sure they look after their families. You know, they look after their mates, make sure they look after their community and look after their world. And that's not a bad thing, is it, eh?
Not at all. We're always looking for resources. Where can folks find you online or what?
Yes, they can find me on my website is www.lessonslearntconsulting, LESSONS, Learnt Consulting, or just search for Dennis Hoiberg, HOIBERG. Two N's because my parents were rich. So it's Dennis Hoiberg. And just look for me online. There might be a few things online you might find out about me, which isn't always good, but that's part of the discovery, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I sure appreciate the chance to visit with you.
Don, what a great joy it has been to meet you, too. And congratulations, too, on your award last night, mate. You must be very proud.
Very much so. Thank you.
Okay, all the best.